Lesson 3, the pitch characteristics of the Cockney dialect. There really is no overriding pitch characteristic for Cockney, neither an internal vowel lilt nor an imposing external melody between the vowels exists there. If anything, it would actually be that the amount of intonation or pitch variety changes with the characteristics of the particular person you're playing, just as it would with any character who speaks standard American English. The only thing I'm going to do here is to give you a sentence which demonstrates the different levels of intonation which can be played in Cockney. Now, if we had the sentence, for example, we travelled along the motorway and went off to get a bite to eat. As some Cockneys might say in a very monotone voice, we travelled along the motorway and went off to get a bite to eat. Or a very expressive, energetic Cockney might say, we travelled along the motorway and went off to get a bite to eat. If you have a chance to see the BBC television programme Upstairs Downstairs, there's some marvellous different characterisations within Cockney of the servants in the downstairs quarters. Now, you make your choice about the amount of intonation you're going to use based on the character you're playing, rather than on any demand characteristic being placed on you by the dialect itself. So this is the end of the brief comment on the pitch characteristics of the Cockney dialect.